I don't think any of us were really prepared for the reality. I was scared, but I'm much more frightened now than I was then.
That's 81-year-old Babs Levin. Last week, Babs and her family experienced a scare concerning COVID-19 that hit them hard.
It was just sudden fear. I guess you would call it terror.
Babs spends her winters visiting family in California because her New Jersey home gets too cold. She is currently staying in Davis with her daughter, Laura Levin, her son-in-law, Jan Moss, and her twin grandsons, Tavi and Luca Moss.
I am happy to be with family and not to be alone. I would hate to be getting sick alone, but we are worried about my daughter because she's seeing patients in the hospital, and that exposes her and exposes me, so it's an extra little fear.
Because of the COVID-19 outbreak, at work, Laura has been screening patients for the virus as they enter the facilities. She wears a basic surgical mask and maintains 6 feet of social distance and says her work is low risk. However, last week, Laura noticed she had COVID-19 symptoms and was able to get tested. This is the story of the 36 hours Laura was quarantined waiting to know if she had the virus.
After a day of screening last week, I did myself start to feel a bit feverish, and I had a little bit of a cough. Felt like I was having some mild breathing difficulties. So of course it crossed my mind that I could have a coronavirus infection. And so I just sort of watched it for 24 hours or so, but then I called our particular COVID nurse line at work. And as a frontline healthcare worker, I was able to get tested immediately. So that test was done in a drive-through facility where I had an appointment. I was able to drive up in my car, roll down my windows, get some information before the test about how it would be performed, and then I was able to get a swab both of the nose and the throat right there in the drive-through testing facility.
And at that point, were you thinking that you had contracted COVID-19 from working in the hospital?
I think it's very hard to know. I've had very, very little contact. I rarely go out of my house except for work, so I think it would be likely, only because that's where I can come in contact with the most people.
How long did you have to wait for your test results?
In order to get tested, even as a frontline worker, you have to have certain symptoms for 24 hours. So I had to wait 24 hours before I was eligible for a test. And then once I got a test, my organization has the ability to do tests internally and to turn over the test results within 24 hours, which is wonderful and amazing. So I was able to get my test at 11. I had an appointment at 11:40 on Wednesday morning, and I had my test result by 9 a.m. on Thursday.
During the time of uncertainty, when Laura did not know whether she had COVID-19, she was quarantined in her room.
I isolated myself in my room, away from my family, and did not go to work. My food was delivered at the doorway of my bedroom, and then I would pick it up, and then someone in the house would take the tray with gloves on, and I stayed totally separate.
How was your family affected?
They're mostly concerned about me, of course. Also, there was a lot of concern because my mother, who's 81, is currently living in the house with us. So a lot of concern just making sure that we kept everything safe for her. So she was staying on the other side of the house, not even coming near my bedroom.
Laura's 16-year-old son, Luca, shares his perspective.
I guess I was a little freaked out, but mostly for my grandma, because I knew that everyone else in our family would be fine if we got it.
Did you do anything specific to help while your mom was quarantined in her room?
Yeah, so she would, ask me to bring her food and stuff for breakfast and dinner. And one night, she was bored because she couldn't talk to anyone. So I, wheeled my desk chair out in front of her doorway and so we could have a conversation. So I would, open the door at the bottom with my foot without touching the handle, and then I was in the doorway and she was in the bed at the back of the room.
Babs describes another precaution the family took.
We started scrubbing things much more. We were worried about all the surfaces and the door handles and the counter, and we just got much more obsessed with cleanliness.
Laura is just 50 years old, so she thought it was very unlikely she herself would become critically ill. Rather, the whole family was concerned about Babs, including Babs herself. And are you concerned that COVID-19 would be fatal for yourself?
Yes, I am concerned with that because I'm old already. I'm 81 years old. You know, we read that that's the most vulnerable part of the population, is old people.
Last Thursday morning, Laura checked her online medical record, where her test result was posted. Laura was negative for COVID-19.
I was very relieved for everyone.
Oh, so relieved. It was such a wonderful piece of news. Very, very relieved.
Extremely relieved that we could all just go back to how things were, which was being very careful outside of the house, but not being, you know, worried about any contact in the house.
Today, Laura went back to work at Kaiser. Luca is allowed to exercise outside more freely, and Babs returned to her usual routine.
In the house almost all the time. Most days I go out for a nice long walk outside and just avoid walking close to anybody else. But the rest of the time, I spend a lot of time online, unfortunately, which is a mistake, and my daughter tells me that. Because you get more scared if you're reading all the news, but I spend a lot of time reading news, and then I read books and talk to my grandchildren, but it's very, very sheltered life.
And Luca also mentioned going on walks and sometimes going on walks with you.
I've gone on two wonderful walks with him.
Would you describe why you enjoy going on walks with Luca?
Oh, it's just wonderful to have company. I mean, I walk alone a lot, but it's just wonderful to have company, to have his company, because he's so special. He's such a special grandson. And we have things to talk about, so it's really special for me to have his company. I had my daughter's company for a walk yesterday, too.
And do you think walking is helping you cope with all the stress and the news that's going on?
I do think so. I think exercise helps a lot, and the fresh air helps. It would be terrible not to be able to get out at all. I think about my son and his family are in Madrid, in Spain, and they aren't allowed to go outside and walk.
Laura's COVID-19 test seemed to test her family's courage, and the stress of contracting the virus still lingers. Are you concerned that you may still get COVID-19 because Laura works at Kaiser?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And do you think that worry will stay with you?
I think probably it will. Until things get better, it will probably stay with me.
Many other people are experiencing the stress that COVID-19 places on everyday life, especially healthcare workers and their families. Barb's plans to continue walking off the stress alongside her daughter and grandson. The New Cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Iris Harshaw is the producer. Dahlia Kraus is the assistant producer. Thank you for listening. See you next time, Davis.